Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's not often that I put on the purple Santa hat for segments or my favorite Santa sweater that I've picked up, but I'm feeling seasonal, and I'm without crab cakes this week. We'll get back to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. We'll let ourselves play in the new year, but between here and there, I figured this would be a good time to get together with my friends at Wise. And because I'm rationing the eggnog ice cream, and I didn't even want to take it out for the segment, Hannah Grotti is here, and it's sort of a tradition that I eat ice cream with you. It all started with T-Berry back in the day. And how many flavors and seasonal flavors. But I want to let you know, this is underrated. Everybody knows how good the eggnog is. It goes without saying how much I love eggnog. I even love bad eggnog. It's like pizza. But this peppermint stick, my wife picked this up, Hannah. Have you ever tried this? It's delicious.
No, but I'm a huge peppermint lover. So, I know I'll definitely love it.
Well, you told me about T-Berry, so maybe it's time for me to, give you the scoop, as they would say, on the peppermint stick. You also have there's also like a peppermint marshmallow seasonal flavor that I just couldn't get. It's chocolate. I couldn't get through it. But I brought this home, and my wife took a spoon into it, and it's probably like it was like December 15th. So I finally found the eggnog and the peppermint stick. I ran into Rob Santoni. I invited him over to Costas. He did three segments. We had a great time. You can listen to it out in the audio vault at Baltimore Positive. But this peppermint stick, my wife took a flyer on this. She's like, I think that'll be good. And she brought it home and took one little scoop, put it in my mouth, and it was almost like that the TV commercial where you move to another place. And I felt like I wanted to listen to Mariah Carey and sing Jingle Bells when I ate this. So that was for me. Happy holidays. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I had Alyssa down here in Baltimore a couple weeks ago running around. We got to get you down here to the Charm City and have some charm here. But I know Wise is doing stuff to make us feel very seasonal. You and I were talking soups and I'm getting ready. And by the way, I learned how to work my app. I got my password. I have my points. I'm not an idiot this week. And I'll show you that I know how to do it because I practiced before you did it today. But we were doing all sorts of things. We didn't get to cookies. I mean, I got ice cream here. We didn't get to any of the baking stuff that we did, like cheese dips, and we did all that. Let's talk baking, shall we, for the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. So Wise Markets is, not only your one-stop shop for your seasonal get-together meal items, but, if the winter weather's starting to come in and, a lot of people love to bake when they're kind of snowed in. So we definitely have all the ingredients to make the perfect cookies. We also, on our website, wisemarkets.com/recipes, have awesome seasonal recipes. Some of our favorites for the holiday season include like apple cinnamon and chai sugar cookie. Or if you kind of want to make the classic, we also have gingerbread too.
I like, yes. And by the way, this is what it looks like on the inside. Those are like real. Doesn't this just scream Santa? Mrs. Santa is making a scoop of this when I eat it. So my wife.
It definitely screams happy holidays.
You know what's been crazy for me is my wife spends her holiday in New Hampshire with her family, her sister, her father. She's already like built sleighs and it snowed 8 inches there on Saturday, the whole deal, right? So she's doing her thing. And the thing that I do to get seasonal is I get foodie, right? So I get into gingerbread and sugar cookies. I get it. This is going to be a new tradition. Yeah, you started T-Berry. By the way, I got a T-Berry story for you. Mm-hmm. I was checking out when I had this ice cream, and you know how Wise has the little coolers right as you're checking out with various drinks.
Yeah.
And there's brand names in there, but a lot of times they'll just be like a Wise diet something in there. And I look down and I'm literally holding this and I'm so happy. I had my mask on, but I was really happy because I found eggnog. I was telling Rob how happy I was because I ran into him. Serendipity. It's been what happens. And I invited him to Casas and he came. It was great. But on the way out, I looked down and I saw, and this is about you, birch beer. There was diet birch beer in the white Wise. I should go get the can. I bought one can. I'm like, I haven't had birch beer in 15 years. And it's sitting there, and it's probably 49 cents or something, probably less with my reward card, right, as I swiped that. I don't even know what it cost. I'm like, just give it to me. And the gal thought I wanted to drink it. I'm like, no, put it in the bags. I put it in the fridge. The other day, I had some delicious Latin food that I picked up at Fiesta Mexicana here. So I had this delicious sandwich, and I'm like, man, that birch beer would be great with that. And I poured it out, and I got to tell you, T-Berry is birch beer. I'm just going to say that. And I know people bring up the pink, you know, medicinal flavoring and whatever, and it is pink. But if you can get past that, it tastes like birch beer, and I like birch beer, and I like root beer, and I like beer too, by the way. But Anna Grotti is here. We're doing peppermint sticks. So okay, for you with cookies and this sort of thing, I'm all about gingerbread. I'm all about seasonal, you know? I mean, I'm even going to try some fruitcake before it's all over with.
You know what? I've never had fruitcake. I think I said it in a previous episode. I mean, I think it's because a lot of people always say kind of it's like an old person type of dessert.
And you're not old. I'm not old. I mean, I'm older, but I'm not old enough for fruitcake.
You're
yet.
The only I'll exception, let. Nestor. The only exception. But well, I'm not the biggest fan of dried fruit. So like I don't like raisins or craisins or anything like that.
So if you put a raisin in a muffin and you bake it and it's like nice and warm and you don't like that?
No, not at all. Like I'm not a big fan of oatmeal raisin cookies. My friends and I always talk about it where they kind of look similar to kind of like oatmeal chocolate chip. And they always say like when you bite into it and you taste the raisins, it's like the rudest surprise ever.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like raisins either, and I don't understand that. I mean, maybe it's because when I was a little boy, when you had a little box lunch, my mom would put the little son, whatever, the little girl, in the there were little boxes of raisins. They were tiny. Yeah, Sunmate. There you go. Little tiny boxes of raisins. So I don't know. I don't seek them out. I don't buy them. But I'll say this. I was at the Oven Bird Bakery and Little Italy the other day. I love plugging local places. I just got to do it because they're so – and I got a – I had a Morning Glory muffin, which was unbelievable because it's got carrots in it, stuff that I love, right? It's like a carrot zucchini, but it's nutty, and it's definitely raisiny for sure. It's definitely on a cinnamon raisin kind of edge, but I love Morning Glory. I love fresh muffins, really fresh stuff. But I got a cookie. It was an oatmeal craisin, like it was really seasonal, and it almost had like some nutmeg in it, and it was chunky, and I still have half of it left because I'm, you know, I have little scoops of ice cream. People say, how do I stay skinny? I don't eat the whole gallon at once, you know what I mean? Even though I kind of want to. But what I did this week with the peppermint stick and the eggnog is that I usually have a cone of two scoops. There's nothing more seasonal that I've done this week than put on Christmas music, plugged in the lights because I'm home with the cat all week, and like Mariah Carey comes on, and I had an eggnog and peppermint stick ice cream cone.
Oh.
That might even top gingerbread cookies or fruitcake for me.
I thought you were going to say like a ice cream cookie sandwich.
Don't give me ideas. That's a good idea.
Like keep it classic. Like if you do the eggnog, it would be, I think that'd be really good with like chocolate chip or like a snickerdoodle. And then you do a sugar cookie with the peppermint stick.
See, this is you got into the chai and now you're going snickerdoodle. I mean, you're right in my avenue here. If you're going like cinnamon, you said cinnamon apple earlier. Yeah, and I'm sorry, but there's so many chunks of the peppermint stick in here that they're kind of getting caught in my teeth. Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. The peppermint stick's really, really underrated. And I want to thank my wife because this was her idea. And without her, I would have made the mistake of just getting root beer float or something like that because I was in the mood for it. Anna Grotti is here. Let's talk about baking. Let's talk about this season. It's Christmas this week. It's New Year's next week. Some ideas. Run me through what Wise is doing here because after Christmas, and this always happens, and I know my wife's going to go, I haven't bought our ham yet because we're taping this a couple days before Christmas, and I'm not all weirded out that I got to get a ham in November for December. I wasn't weirded out about turkeys at Thanksgiving. I have a feeling I can pull into Hollibird Avenue at the Wise and get a ham, like on the 23rd. So that's what I'm going to do. So after it, though, you get the soup thing. you got to get the split peas. You got to get the beans. You got to get the potatoes. You got to get the carrots, because you start doing other things after Christmas, especially with leftovers, because I will definitely have cookies left over. I promise that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we also have recipes too for any of your leftovers at wisemarkets.com/recipes. And, you know, you can always check out the left side of the bar and you can filter it out based on the ingredients that you have in your fridge. But if you are definitely one of those people that kind of don't celebrate, you know, don't have a big meal to celebrate Christmas or any other holiday or New Year's Eve, we also offer plenty of platters, and it ranges from deli meats and cheeses, veggies, fresh cut fruit, and even desserts like cookies, brownies, and cupcakes. And all of those you can either order at your local Wise Markets deli or bakery, or you can order it online at wisemarkets.com/shop.
You said brownies. Yeah, I mean, I'm listening. Believe me, I hear what you're doing. So I've got my app working now. It's functional. I have enough points for a ham. So I'm good this week. I want everybody to get out and round up. We had Rob out. Just by the by, incredible events going on down in Anne Arundel County on Monday. Anthony Levine did a big thing with Dick's Sporting Goods, and Rob had it all over his Facebook, and the players couldn't come out, right? Because of COVID, they can't be around people at this point, especially media people like me. But it was, you know, from a charity standpoint, everybody's out doing stuff right now. Wise is out doing stuff. They want you to round up. But more than that, stay safe during the holiday. Hannah, give me the Christmas blues at your house. If I show up at your event, what's going to be on the kitchen table for Christmas? And more than that, what's going to be on the desserts? Because, I mean, when I think of you, I think of dessert. I don't know why.
Well, definitely the ham. We normally do a lot of normally do like a big meal for Thanksgiving. So we'll definitely have like cheese crackers. I'm Polish, so we eat a lot of pierogies.
Atta girl. That's my wife. She'll be bringing them home frozen. Yeah.
And then also my Italian side, we eat seafood. So shrimp and cocktail sauce and crab cakes. But dessert.
Oh, man, you got the best of Europe going on over there. I'm coming over to the Grotti household.
Yeah, best of both worlds right at my home. But mostly it's the desserts. We make lots and lots of cookies. You know, we'll always keep a classic with our chocolate chip. We'll have Pizzel cookies. I feel like that's only a Christmas cookie for me. Like we only
I feel like butter cookies are Christmassy. Like I really like a buttery, like maybe like a shortbread kind of thing. That feels very Christmassy to me.
Yeah, we definitely get those a lot too. But we the one that we always make every single year are sour cream cookies. I don't know if you're familiar with that. They're basically kind of like, they're very similar to a ricotta cookie, but instead of like ricotta cheese mixed in the dough, you do sour cream.
So I have Dennis Colazzo's from Coons Fork comes in all the time. And I'm sorry, I have legitimately like crunchy peppermint stick in my mouth.
No,
and it's,
you're
you know,
fine.
It's sticking in my teeth. It's doing all that, but it's delicious. It's a big party in my mouth, especially at 8 a.m. But I discovered, so I had a Greek roommate, John Raffalides. This is 30 years ago. And you know, there's Greek Easter and there were different holidays, and he would always come back with these little cookies. Mm-hmm. And they're powdered sugar. And Dennis is Greek, and Dennis is Coons Ford. He does a show with me. He's on every Thursday from 3 to 5. My dude, go buy a car from him. Please, pre-loved. But he and I get into Greek food, and we get into food in general. And this time of year, there's a Christmas cookie, and they have it all year over at Yaya's over in White Marsh, right by where Rob Santoni's store is. And they're called Kodumbiathis. I've learned how to say it. And they're like, they're unbelievable. That's all. I mean, they're just perfect with coffee. I only eat them in December because it's like eggnog. Like, I'm doing eggnog right now. I'm doing gingerbread right now. It's a good thing I don't have a fruitcake thing right now. I mean, I'm doing ham. I'm doing soups. But these little cookies, I go out of my way at Christmas time. I bring them home 6 or 8 at a time. And they're mm-hmm. crunchy and they're almondy. And they're kind of like pasty, almondy, crunchy, but they're a little nutty, you know what I mean? But they don't have anything like a raisin, so maybe you'll like them, right? I mean, but try that. That's my little secret for you for the holidays is the Greek Christmas cookie. Delicious.
They sound really good.
Well, see, but you can get them year round. I mean, I didn't know that. I went in there in April. My son brought them for me in April, and I thought, it feels like Christmas, you know? So it's kind of like getting gingerbread in July or eggnog in August. You just don't do it. Anna Grotti is here. She has brought me peppermint stick ice cream. I have eggnog ice cream, but I didn't want to have it melt out here. I don't mind having a little melty. I'll turn this into a peppermint milkshake, which now we're thinking. Well, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you. I hope you have a great holiday. I hope you have a great new year. We really appreciate all the Wise does with us. And we had Rob out last week doing the crab cake tour. So we've been mixing and mingling and trying to have some fun here. And I'm going to get up for an ice cream tour at the factory there. And I'm going to probably jump into the peach vat when that happens.
Yes, absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, Nestor.
Hannah Grotti joining us here from Wise Markets. Make sure you're downloading the app. Make sure you know your password so you don't embarrass yourself like I did last week several times. And that way you can get your ham when you get your rewards points. And make sure you're rounded up for charities. I always give a shout out to the Student Support Network because they are local right around the radio station doing great things for kids and feeding folks. And Wise wrote a big check to the Maryland Food Bank on Monday. So shout out to Carmen Del Guecho and everybody at the Maryland Food Bank as well. Last bite of my peppermint stick ice cream. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, always giving you the scoop on what's going on around the holidays.